Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BJ and Jamie.
What's up over there? What are you doing?
Well, horrible news for Carson.
What are you talking about?
Let me read the headline. The United States is looking at banning TikTok.
Good. Good. I watched some TikTok over the weekend.
Yeah.
I
think it's funny.
It's one of those things that you can sit and before you know it, an hour's gone by.
Oh my God, you're so in deep.
But I also have what interests me. I've gotten to the point that if I see a video for a half a millisecond, I know what it is, I know what it's going to be, and I'll go right through it. And then I'll find something I like. I love people that, like they get on those water slides and they crash and burn.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that, okay?
You should put one of your things, because my pretend boyfriend from San Diego, he sends me golf. He loves golf. He's a golfer.
I have golf marked on mine.
He sends them all the time.
Yeah.
I don't even open them anymore.
Yeah, crappy golfers. Yeah. You have both. You have crappy golfers and people hit just incredible shots, okay?
Yeah, and you have drunk cart people.
Yeah. People running each other over all the time.
A lot of Top Golf on there, too.
There's
a lot of Top Golf. But you can go in and you can set the parameters or whatever, but there's certain things on there that really bore me. But I think that the security concerns have really got everybody alarmed now, right?
Yeah, they're saying that this is a Chinese social media app, and it says with respect to Chinese apps and people's cell phones, I can assure you the United States will get this one right too. Let's see here. I don't want to get into what we're going to be looking at, but this is a very dangerous app.
Yeah, it's not good. Australia actually just banned it.
So did Hong Kong.
Got to get rid of it.
I don't want it to go away.
Here's the problem, though. Here's what I feel, and I don't know if I'm accurate on this or not, but I feel like if I delete it off my phone, it's not really deleted.
I agree with you.
I think it's shadowed and it's still on there.
Well, it's still in your cloud, too. Yeah,
I think that once, how do you get rid of it out of the cloud?
That's a great question.
I think you get a new phone.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Yeah.
I think you have to toss this sucker.
It says, what we've done as Americans is basically give all our private information to the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. Oh my God, that's quite the statement, isn't it?
And it's not like that I've gone on TikTok and created an account. I couldn't even tell you how to upload a video. I have no clue. I've never done it. Don't have any desire to do it. But for it just being on my phone.
Yeah.
In the background, it's searching all my information through all the other apps, from a banking app to your emails to your, whatever's on your phone.
Well, that's funny. That's basically what it says, too. If you're banking on your phone and you have TikTok downloaded, that's on you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, and you bank on
great,
your phone and you have TikTok on your phone. I'm just saying, just be careful.
Which makes it really, it explains that I go to my bank account and it says I got a massage in Beijing for $250 on
it. It says, remember that the tensions between the United States and China have heightened and that they've now spilled over into several areas, including national security, trade, and technology, which basically means that they're trying to wipe us out through TikTok and that they think we're stupid.
I don't know how to get rid of that, because when it first started coming out that this thing was a Chinese, pretty much a hack for your phone to get your information, the U.S. military banned it.
Yeah, they did.
Right? Several months ago. Well, when that happened, it was quite serious, I thought. So I got it off my phone. And all it took was just one click, and it's right back on again. So I know it never disappeared. It never really leaves your phone. How do you get rid of it?
You got to get a new phone.
If you're a tech person, IT,
yeah,
you get it.
Why don't you ask Dark Daniel? He'd know crap.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I would ask him, go, how do I get rid of this? Even though you deleted it, it's still there.
Hey, Dark Daniel, if you're listening, Dark Web Daniel, he knows all that stuff. And we need to get rid of it.
Let's see here. It's been downloaded, 315 million times in the last 3 months. 315 million times in the last 3 months.
Yeah, this pandemic definitely heightened it.
Mm-hmm, it sure did. So it's a whole article. I'll share it. But it's, well, you just heard it, so you know it.
Yeah.
But I don't know why we feel like we're not important, right, to the Chinese. That's how my mind works. Is like, well, listen, what are they going to get from me? But as a country, when we do this, I guess that's when it becomes dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't know how exactly, because I feel like we're immune to it. Like, what Chinese dude over there is going to give a rat's ass that I'm at the river, you know?
Right. And it's almost like it was specifically designed for a 13-year-old,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Because a 13-year-old probably doesn't have
and
a lot
Carson.
Of stuff in Carson. A 13-year-old doesn't really have a lot of stuff in their phone that's going to be hackable, okay? They don't have a bank account for the most part, like you and I would. But as soon as the adults jumped on it, that's when the Chinese had us.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Big mistake. I mean, the 12 and 13-year-olds can continue to use it because what do they got? What are you going to get from them?
Right?
They got no credit scores.
Yeah.
They got nothing.
Yeah.
Okay? But people like you, Carson, for example, you jump in on the trend, and before you know it, they got all your information.
But by the way, I love your videos. I'm shameful to say I've even watched a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop watching it. It's Carson. You work right next to him. Like, he's not that funny. He's not that funny. But he is. And I have a fight with myself for giving you credit.
Don't worry. My wife does the same thing.
Yeah, right. Now, does this change your mind on TikTok?
No.
Really?
No, I don't know. It's like a...
But what if they get all your information? What if one day you open up your bank account, you're dead broke, they've stolen all your information, it's been hacked. You know how long it takes to get back your identity if it's stolen?
Well, see, now that will be rock bottom. But I'm with Jamie. I'm kind of in this space where it's like, really, like, what do they want of mine?
Like, what is Tim? I was going to call him something else, but then I'd be like saying a name. So I'll call him Tim. Tim over in China, what the hell does he want?
Yeah.
He wants your identity.
I know, but what's... I mean, you know, I'm with...
They can take out credit cards. They can do all kinds of stuff to you.
Yeah, Tim might have a bunch of credit cards under your name.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, one day it pops up. You have no idea.
I do... Since this whole, because it's been around for a while now, I do check my credit score. I check all my bank accounts religiously every single day, almost twice a day.
Yeah, you have to if you have both the app and your, let's say, Bank of America app together, right, by each other on the front of your phone.
All right, this is from Dark Web Daniel.
Okay.
All right. He says, the only way to completely remove something from your phone, with everything being erased, all content, you have to create a brand new iCloud account and cancel the old one.
So kind of like getting a new phone.
Pretty much.
That's not going to happen. You lose everything.
You lose everything.
Everything. You've you have lost to start everything. All over.
But it also shows they have everything.
Yeah.
Because it's all there.
But then you have to start all over. So now I think what we have to do is buy burner phones just to put TikTok on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just to create content.
Yeah, you got to change it up, man.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.